This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Refugees from Nagorno-Karabakh on Sunday continued arriving in Armenia across the border with Azerbaijan in cars, in ambulances, and on foot. They were met and given further directions by staff from the Red Cross at an aid center near the Armenian border. Earlier on Sunday, an advisor to the leadership of the breakaway region told Reuters News Service that 120,000 ethnic Armenians of Nagorno-Karabakh would be leaving for Armenia as they do not want to live as part of Azerbaijan and feared ethnic cleansing. Armenia's prime minister said they would all be welcome in Armenia, ready to take them back. The Armenian-Azerbaijan conflict dates back to the fall of the Soviet Union 30 years ago. At least two Palestinians have been killed during an Israeli military raid in the northern West Bank. Associated Press reporter Lawrence Brooks says there's been a surge of violence during the Jewish holiday period.
The Israeli military said it moved into a refugee camp near the town of Tulkarem to destroy what it described as a militant command center and bomb storage facility. The raid caused heavy damage to the building and to the camp's main road, severing water pipes and flooding parts of the street. The Israeli military claims the suspects were plotting an attack on Israeli targets. Israel has carried out an increased number of military raids over the past year and a half in what it says is a campaign to root out Palestinian militants and thwart future attacks. But Palestinians say the raids entrench Israel's 56-year occupation over the West Bank. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
It is Yom Kippur. It is the holiest day on the Jewish calendar. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden on Saturday rebuked what he called extreme Republicans, saying the party's lawmakers needed to take immediate steps to prevent a government shutdown ahead of the September 30th deadline.
Government shuts down. That means members of Congress, members of the U.S. military, are going to have to continue to work and not get paid. A government shutdown could impact everything from food safety to cancer research to Head Start programs for children. Funding the government is one of those basic responsibilities of Congress. And it's time for the Republicans to start doing the job America elected them to do.
The deal reached between congressional Republican leadership and his administration in May would have funded essential domestic and national security priorities and still cut the budget deficit, he says, by $1 trillion over the next 10 years. Shutdown would harm food safety, cancer research, and other programs, as you heard him say. A group of about 5,000 mostly Venezuelan migrants hoping to make it to the United States spent 3 days in a Mexican town waiting for a train that many in the group worried would never come. Here's VOA's Tommy McNeil.
The train finally arrived Saturday. It was the group's ticket north to Mexico's border with the United States. Thousands of other migrants were stranded last week after Mexico's biggest railroad said it halted 60 freight trains. The company, Ferromex, said so many migrants were hitching rides on the trains that it became unsafe to move the trains. Company said it had seen a half dozen regrettable cases of injuries or deaths in a span of just days. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
In the continuing conflict in Niger, Niger government says it has closed its airspace to French air traffic. A space capsule carrying NASA's first asteroid samples has landed in the Utah desert, Utah State in the United States Southwest. The OSIRIS-REx spacecraft released the capsule Sunday. Took 7 years to get to asteroid Bennu and back. The capsule peeled away about 63,000 miles from Earth 4 hours before it landed. Scientists expect to get at least a cup of rubble from Bennu. Japan collected about a teaspoon in a pair of asteroid missions. The pristine samples are believed to be the leftover building blocks from the dawn of the solar system. OSIRIS-REx, that's the mothership, is already targeting another asteroid to scoop up some more debris and bring it back to Earth for scientists to study. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA.